The governor says Republicans who co-lead the state Senate continue to oppose a measure to clarify a woman's right to choose abortion. The GOP has also steadfastly been against public financing of campaigns.
This is a position they have long held. I understand that. It is a fundamental ideological difference on choice and public finance. I get it.
Senate GOP leader Dean Skelos continues to voice his unease with the abortion rights proposal, saying it's not needed because women already have those rights under the U.S. Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade. Proponents say New York's abortion laws are antiquated and need to be updated. Senator Skelos expresses concerns that the changes might mean more late-term abortions.
Expansion of late-term abortion is extreme, in my opinion. It's not a progressive. It's extreme.
The Senate GOP leader also maintains that public financing of campaigns is a waste of the taxpayers' money. The Senate Republicans plan to hold hearings on possible abuses in New York City's public campaign finance system in the coming days.
My position, and it's been very clear from the beginning, that I'm not supportive of using taxpayer dollars to fund campaigns.
The governor says while he's still pushing for those items, there are other issues on his agenda where agreement can more easily be reached and his list of priorities could ultimately be narrowed.
Those issues, some may fall off. It may become an even smaller handful as we get closer.
Cuomo says he has other anti-corruption measures that are perhaps less controversial, and he says it's possible that an off-budget source of funding could be found to pay for public financing. He says his Women's Equality Act contains 9 other points, like curbing human trafficking and anti-domestic violence measures, where there's more areas of agreement. The governor says there's not even consensus among women's groups on how a bill to codify the abortion rights in Roe v. Wade should be structured. He says until that happens, he won't release a detailed plan.
We do not have consensus among the women's groups alone on what choice language would be supported, let alone the Assembly and the Senate.
Cuomo, in a question-and-answer session with reporters, was asked why he did not simply try to go around the Republicans and appeal to Democrats in the Senate. Democrats overall hold the greater number of seats, but they're split between the 4-member Independent Democratic Conference, which controls the Senate along with the GOP, and the rest of the Senate Democrats, who hold minority party status. All of the independent Democrats and many of the rest of the Senate Democrats back the abortion rights measure, as well as public campaign financing.
I ask whoever can get the votes done to get the votes done. Now, that assumes you have the votes with the Senate Democrats and the IDC also, right? And I don't know that that's true on a lot of these issues.
The governor has been reluctant, at least publicly, to involve himself in the internal workings of the state Senate, although in the past he's prided himself on working with Senate Republicans in a bipartisan manner. Cuomo and lawmakers have just over 2 months left until the official end of the legislative session. The governor says the next couple of weeks will be critical in determining what exactly gets accomplished. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.